Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. Just wait and see why.
Hurry up, Prince. Don't be a scaredy crab.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
I think that crab is a chicken.
I am not a chicken.
Look, every crab prince sneaks out the night before his official changing of the shell ceremony.
Yeah, and his friends always take him to the abyss. It's tradition.
But I heard the abyss is a cyber glitch, and any prince who goes in comes out with a glitch of his own. I don't want a glitch.
No way. That's just an old crab's tail.
Whoa!
You know what would be really cool? If you prove that old tale isn't true.
Huh? How?
By going down there.
Oh.
How else?
I'd do it, but I'm not a prince.
But...
Oh, but you're too scared, right?
I am not.
Well, then go ahead. I dare you.
Double dare, scaredy crab.
I am not a scaredy crab. Watch this.
Oh, no!
No!
That kid is so grounded.
Why isn't he home?
He better not have gone to the abyss. That's all I know. The last thing he needs now is some weird glitch.
The abyss.
Oh, dear. And tomorrow is his changing of the shell ceremony.
No, it isn't.
There you are. Where have you been?
At a baseball game. I mean, at the video store. Really, I was playing chess.
Oh, he never told a lie in his life.
Yes, I have. Millions of times.
You went into the abyss, didn't you?
No.
How many claws am I holding up?
29.
Oh, the legend is true. Now, our son, the future king of Aquarium, is a liar, a fibber crab.
He can't be king if he tells lies. It would create incredible chaos.
I'm calling Motherboard.
Bye-bye, Binky. Take care of that scepter.
And don't let Hacker fool you into thinking he's King Tut again.
The real Tut doesn't look so tacky.
Let's blaze, Jax.
Wait! Need your help.
But Mother Bee, we just finished our mission.
And we made Hacker so mad. Too bad you can't see him right now.
All I wanted was one little scepter for the power to revitalize my noble chin. The stress of trying to rule cyberspace is making it sad. It's losing its luster. It's flopping where it should be flipping.
Whoa, you're right, boss. Your chin is slip-sliding away.
Yeah, it's looking old.
It is not! Maybe the Cyberbind Network has something that will help.
Since world motion.
Motherboard?
Must fix glitch in aquarium. Bring grapes of plath to prince in crab kingdom.
Grapes of plath?
Where are these grapes?
The oasis. Find fountain of fruit.
mountain of Uth. What's Uth? Oh, she must mean youth.
Youth, yeah. Youth, boss.
The fountain of youth.
One little splash will bring my chinny chin chin back to its former greatness. Let's find that fountain now!
Cool, there's the oasis. And I see the fountain.
Let's get those grapes.
Wait a sec, guys. What stinks?
Uh-oh. Smelly cyber camels.
Mm-mm. I'm not going one step closer.
But the only way to the fountain is through that opening. Unless we can hold our breath long enough to get past the camels.
Sounds like a plan to me. Let's go!
Not so fast. Before I go charging into a herd of smelly, stinky, cranky camels, I want to know how many camels we've got to get past.
Let's estimate. Close enough is good enough for me.
Inez, I can't believe you said that.
Why not? We can probably get past one row of camels in 10 seconds. How many rows are there?
It looks to me like a row of three in front, and one, maybe two rows of three behind.
So let's figure three. That's three rows of three camels each.
If we give ourselves 10 seconds for each row, we can get past three rows in about 30 seconds.
That estimate works for me. Let's do it.
Okay, let's get it over with. Uh-oh,
we're in trouble.
You can say that again. Look at all these camels.
Where did we go wrong? Our estimate wasn't even close.
We only counted what we could see.
Ooh. And the camels we saw blocked our view of the others.
We didn't have enough information to make a good estimate.
Ew.
P-U.
Double P-U.
Greetings, I am Plath. I shall give you what the Crab Prince of Aquarium requires.
Wow!
Dip the crab from head to toe. Cover him completely and the glitch will go.
Crab, dip, goodbye glitch.
Precisely. The grapes from the fountain shall cure the youth.
That's what I'm hoping, Shorty. I'm here for the cure.
Hacker!
Soon to be the new and improved Hacker to you.
Plath must depart. The oasis as well. The grapes must reach the prince with the shell.
Run!
Give up the grapes, kiddies! The hacker won't hurt you.
Yes!
Hey, who turned out the lights?
Wonder Boy at your service.
Digit.
Hop aboard, Earthlies. We've got a delivery to make.
I can't see.
Where did everyone go?
You're here, boss.
Yeah, right behind you.
I know where you are, but what about them?
Which them?
That them?
Yes, them!
Earthlies, here's a little trick I learned in driving school. It's called fake and shake.
Cool, you shook him off.
Yeah, but is the tail supposed to come off too?
The tail came off?
Whoa!
play soccer.
Yes, you do. You're the goalie.
My favorite music is disco.
No! You love oldies, but goodies.
My grandmother and great aunt.
Come on, Prince. We're your two best friends.
I can't. Oh, I mean, I can. Yes, I can't.
Oh, we never should have dared you to go into the abyss.
Oh, why did I listen to you? Why didn't I say no?
The automatic tail repair takes a while to kick in. We're sunk!
No kidding, but at least we're sunk in aquarium.
But that doesn't help the prince. He needs to be dipped from head to toe in the grapes, and quick!
Jax is right. We have to find another way to reach the kingdom.
We could swim there, if we knew where it was.
Brain spark! Motherboard, thought this might come in handy.
We're here in Taco Valley, and we need to swim past Croissant Cave and Hot Dog Reef to Crab Kingdom.
That's way too far to swim.
No problem. We have 6 A-pumps.
A-pumps?
Environmentally correct, air-powered underwater motorcycles. And we can breathe with these. Motherboard thinks of everything. The different size tanks hold different amounts of air. They have 6, 18, and 24 minutes worth of air power.
That 6-minute tank looks really light.
It is. The smaller the tank, the faster the bike.
And faster is what we need. 6 minutes of power should get us to the kingdom and back.
And you know that how?
Well, check the map. Doesn't look that far away.
But you don't really know for sure, so you're just guessing.
Yeah, I guess I am.
What? We can't guess. We need to estimate, and a lot closer than we did last time.
So let's break the trip into smaller pieces. That could help.
Okay. We've got to go to Croissant Cave, to Hot Dog Valley, and to Crab Kingdom. And the same 3 places coming back.
If we knew how much power it took to travel to Croissant Cave, we could use that to estimate what we need for the whole trip.
There's the cave. It's not that far away. It's about the same distance as from my house to the park, and I can ride my bike to the park in about 2 minutes.
So riding one of those A-pumps there and back should take about 4 minutes.
This one's got 6 minutes. I'll double-check the time. Send me out, Didge.
Matt, maybe you better take one with a bigger power tank, just in case.
Don't worry. I've got 2 minutes to spare.
Keep your eye on the power gauge and head back before your power's half gone, no matter what, okay?
I like it down here, Buzzy. Food makes me happy.
Keep your eyes open for donuts.
We're looking for grapes, you dim-witted dunce buckets. Once those gushy grapes grace my chin, I'll be re-hackerized.
Boss, look!
It's one of those Earth brats!
The power's almost half gone. I'd better head back. Hacker!
Where are those grapes?
Almost up.
Either our estimate is way off, or something happened to Matt.
Wait, isn't that Matt?
Yeah, but isn't that Hacker?
That's not the worst of it. Matt is almost out of power.
Thank you. Where did that meddling Muppet go?
He went this way!
Matt! That was way too close. Hacker almost nailed you.
Not only that, I'm out of power.
Good thing we tested our estimate.
Yeah, it took almost 3 full minutes to reach the cave. Not 2, like I thought.
So now we know that for each of the distances we have to ride, we need at least 3 minutes of power.
3 minutes from here to here, plus 3 minutes from here to here, plus 3 minutes from here to here, equals 9 minutes of power to reach Crab Kingdom.
And we need 9 minutes to get back. 9 plus 9 is 18.
This baby right here, 18 minutes worth of power.
I don't know, Didge. That's cutting it way too close for me. Better estimate high, just to be safe.
Good point. The 24-minute tank is the way to go.
But the bigger the tank, the slower we go.
Better to be slow than sorry, Matt. What if we run out of power before we get back?
24 minus 18 leaves 6. We've got 6 extra minutes of power. We're good to go!
We made it, Earthlies! Estimating high did the trick.
We used almost half the power to get here, which leaves us more than half of a tank to get back. Cool.
Hello! Welcome to Crab Kingdom.
We're so glad Motherboard sent you.
Glad to be of service, your crabbiness.
As you know, all of Crab Kingdom will attend the ceremony tomorrow when the prince changes his shell.
During the ceremony, he must say yes when asked if he's ready to be the future king.
But he can't stop lying. He'll say no.
And that would be disastrous.
Don't worry. We've got the grapes, Plath.
All we need now is the little prince. Where is he?
He's gone. He's gone.
But we know where he is. Come on, we'll take you there.
We know you're not here, Prince. So where aren't you?
I am not down here, stuck on a ledge. I wasn't reaching a claw into the abyss to see if I could reverse the glitch when...
You fell in again?
No, I didn't.
He means yes. Can you reach him?
Don't worry. We'll get him. Ditch, you hang on to the grapes. Once we get the prince up here, we have to dip him.
Yeah, Plath said we have to cover him completely.
We can't dip him in here. He won't fit.
Not only that, how do we cover him from head to toe in grapes? They're too hard.
What?
Brain Spark! You two guys come with me.
I don't see how the prince could climb up from that ledge.
He could if he had a ladder.
Yeah, but we don't have a ladder. Or anything to use to build one.
Sure we do. Asparagus.
Okay, let's try it.
But we have to be really careful about how long we make the ladder. Look. If we estimate too short, the prince can't climb over the top. If we estimate too long, the ladder can't balance and it'll fall over. So, our estimate of the distance has to be really close.
Eyeballing it from up here won't be very accurate. We better drop something down there to measure it.
How about your yo-yo?
No way! Besides, the string won't reach all the way down there.
Too short to measure the whole way? Yes, but it might reach that tree branch, about halfway.
And if we wrap the yo-yo around the branch, we can measure the rest of the distance by dropping the string. That would give us a good estimate of the total distance.
I don't want to be saved!
He's lying again.
I just got this one. It's a brand new ball-bearing butterfly yo-yo. On the other hand, the string idea might just work.
Let's mark how long the string is on this asparagus so we have a record of its length.
Perfect.
Okay, Matt, make it sleep.
cool.
The distance to the branch is about one yo-yo string.
What about from the branch to the ledge?
Also about one yo-yo string. So our estimate of the total distance from here to the ledge is two yo-yo strings. Let's build that ladder.
I sure hope our estimate's really close.
It's going to fall!
Yeah!
All right!
It worked!
Chef Digit LeBoyd is happy to say the dip is ready. Boys!
Son, your moment of truth has arrived.
It's time to rejuvenate my illustrious chin.
No! Get away!
Well, Axe Kiddies, all I need is one splash and those grapes from the Fountain of Youth.
Fountain of Youth?
These grapes aren't from the Fountain of Youth.
Don't try to fool me. I heard Mother Boar tell you to get the grapes from the Fountain of Youth.
She didn't say Fountain of Youth. She said Fountain of Truth.
Not youth. Ah!
Dude, I'm myself again. Thanks for helping me ditch the glitch. And now that I'm to be future king, I'm going to rid Crab Kingdom of liars and thieves like this one.
Happy birthday, Princey. Say hello to your new best friend. The meanest guy in cyberspace.
Oh, brother.
When it's my birthday, I want a cute little pony. No, a lollipop.
Guards, get him out of here.
Follow me, you jealous buckets.
And now I am ready to change my shell.
And are you ready to be the future king of Crab Kingdom?
The answer is...
Come on, say it! Yes!